Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
I'm Bill Shear. I'm Sandy's husband. We've been married 36 years, and she still loves me. Probably more now than ever, huh, Sandy? She wrote me a nice birthday card. I don't remember what she got me. Hadn't come in yet. Let's get in the Word. You guys want to? It's fixing to get prophetic in here. I just hope you're ready. This isn't like these anniversary services take on whole new lives of their own. And God's doing things in and around us that we've got to recognize. Like, we have our 101 today, which is kind of our next steps for people looking into the church. If Sandy and I have never met you today, we want to serve you lunch right after this service. There's childcare, and we'd love for you to be there. It's just leave the sanctuary and make a right, and we've got hosts that'll direct you. It'll be a great lunch and a great time, and we look forward to it every month. It's the first Sunday of every month that we do it after this service. We warmly invite you and would appreciate you coming to it. It'd be great. We put a premium on God's word here, God's promise. And so sometimes it's not really politically correct, or it might be insensitive to things, speaking to things, because God's word is the truth of our lives. And what God's called us to do is he's called us to walk by the Spirit and truth. So we stay within the Spirit, which is his Holy Spirit, but also his personality, his power and his presence. I mean, that we live by that. But then his truth, let me tell you, when we live in his truth, there's instant freedom in our lives. It sets us free. So we walk by faith, trust, and not by sight. Whatever the world's saying, let me just tell you, you can't trust it. And that isn't new today. Granted, this is a new time for me, because the lies and the deception that the world operates in, that's been my whole life, is in plain sight now. It's like, oh, wait a minute, that's not true. And now, what it's done, it's caused me to recognize that the voice of God in my life is so clear now, because it's easy for me to see it. And so we have to walk by our trust in God's promise and not what we see or how we feel. In Hebrews 11:6, the writer of Hebrews says, "But without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God," now listen, two parts to this, "must believe that he is," okay? Do you believe that God is? Is God your redeemer? Is God your healer? Is God your shelter? Is God your provider? Is God your peace? Is God, yes, 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 okay? We have to believe that he is, but it doesn't stop there. And he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, what's amazing about what God does for us, and we think, you know what, we want to train up leaders, and we want to train up people in ministry, but the internship of this church is so much more than that. It gives people an opportunity and kind of hooks them up to seek God for a whole year. Every day and everything in their life, they're challenged to be seeking God and being diligent about it. So what happens, man? God rewards them openly. That's what the internship does for people. Man, people that get married, people that get great jobs, people that come into ministry, people that get homes. It is just shocking what God does. There's a single mama graduating. I don't even know if she knows, but somebody came and gave us a car and said, "Here, can you give this to somebody?" And everybody in the room said, "Man, let's give it to her, a single mama that's getting a new car when she comes out of the internship. I don't think she's ever had a driver's license. And now I'm just telling you what God wants to do. Any of you guys that are even remotely considering the internship, I'm telling you, at least pick up an application and see what God's doing in your life. Seeing if there's any kind of chance for that. Any of you guys that your life has stalled, man, because I'll tell you, The word that God gave me for the time we're coming into it this new year is it. I couldn't be more excited. 1 Corinthians 13:13, the love chapter, says, "Now abide faith, hope, and love." And the greatest of these is love. And you know what's interesting? Faith and love get the headlines. Faith and love. But let me just tell you how important hope is. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. So many people have aspects of their heart that are sick because you've deferred your hope. Man, it didn't happen like I thought it was going to happen. It didn't happen as quickly as I thought it was going to happen. Man, I've lost hope. I'm doubting this situation. And let me tell you, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and should expect to receive nothing of the Lord. I'll tell you, man, Sandy and I made a decision about these elders, and boom, we just said, that's it. We're not going to be double-minded about it. We're not going to rethink it. We're not going to kick the can anymore. I mean, so many churches and so many leaders. Man, I look at the landscape. Look at the landscape of our community, of our country. Where are the leaders? No, for real, where are the leaders? So let me just tell you, this is a time we're in a war. If we're thinking, well, we're gonna sit this one out, or we're gonna relax through it, or because see, let me just tell you, people have a misconception about peace. Jesus said, "My peace I give you, not as the world gives." See, peace in the world translates to comfort. And see, we're thinking, well, wait a second, that would be uncomfortable, or I don't know if I want to put myself out there. And see, the interesting thing about this is it's a time where leaders are going to have to put themselves out there. I don't know if you guys knew this, but there's haters. And they scream bloody murder. They're loud. They don't like the truth. They don't. Man, you guys that love God aren't out protesting. You guys that love God aren't posting vile things on the internet about people. You're not. So all that's on there are the hateful people. Well, let me tell you, that isn't going to cause us to cower. Jesus said, "I didn't come to make you comfortable. I came to give you a sword." And that sword is his word, that we're going to speak his word in season and out of season, no matter what. See, he's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. See, and we've got to look at it, faith, hope, and love, that hope is the bridge that gets us from trust in God to his presence. And listen, his perfect will for your life. It comes with hope. Man, how many of you guys have shuffled your hope away? How many of you guys are thinking, and let me tell you, I'm gonna hit it one more time about those babies. If it's in your heart to have a baby and you're believing God for a baby, guess what you're going to have is a baby. And you know what we're all going to do? We're going to celebrate it. And see, what we've got to understand now is we've got to understand that our ways aren't his ways. Our thoughts aren't his thoughts. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So the dreams that we have in our life, they're at this level. God's got this for you. The Bible says, "Eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered in the heart of man the great things that God has for those who simply walk uprightly." That's all he's asking you to do, is just walk right. See, in Romans, Paul writes and he says, "Yet in all these things we're more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us." That's the hour we're in right now. We're overcomers in this age, for I'm persuaded that neither life nor death nor angels or principalities or power nor things present nor things to come. See, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This whole thing is rigged. The world rigs it one way, and if we've got our eyes on that, we're not going to win, and we're going to be in fear and freak out. But let me just tell you, the devil's not a creator. He's a counterfeit. He's copying God. Understand this, the kingdom is rigged. It's rigged for you to win. Why else would the word say everything? Everything you put your hand to will prosper. Why would the word say, whatever you do, just do it heartily as unto the Lord? God's put dreams in your life and ambitions in your heart. And you know, but you know what? We listen to the world and we can't have it. Man, you come to church and you listen to a fired up 63-year-old preacher, you're going to get it. I will fight you for your dreams, for you to live your dreams. We're in a fight right now. And let me tell you, we are not those who shrink back. We are not those who cower. Man, I don't want my grandkids reading about 2020 and 2021 and thinking, what kind of cowards led the church? No, I mean, there's a time for us to be lambs. And then there's a time for us to be lions. And the lion can lay with the lamb in our hearts. But it's time for us to rise up. I'm speaking now prophetically. The call of my life is apostolic. The apostolic call in the fivefold ministry gift carries the prophetic. Don't confuse it with a prophet, but the apostolic call carries the prophetic, and that's what I'm gonna speak to you for the next couple minutes. Number one, I believe that 2021 is a year of acceleration for what you've been believing God. Make it personal for you. Gustavo Paez, at my house, at my dining room table, told me we were coming into a time of acceleration. He just kept saying, acceleration, acceleration. And let me tell you, I'm an acceleration guy. Sandy gave me a Harley a few years ago for my birthday, and it was like 10 years ago now, but the guy said, man, if we just do this, we just bolt these things on and do a little motor work, you can have increased this much horsepower. It's like you had me at horsepower. Why? More acceleration. I had a truck stolen and I was in the hospital, and Sandy and Taylor were talking. They said, well, let's not tell him. And I'm groggy and I'm coming out. I said, not tell me what? They said, no, we'll just wait. I said, no, tell me. And they said, your truck was stolen. I said, no, that's my truck. You don't mess with a guy's truck. And these two teenagers took my truck and totaled it, and it was about this tall. I don't want that. I don't want a truck that's this tall. So I went and had to look for a new truck. How do you replace your truck? So I get in it, and the guy said, I said, what engine is this? He said, well, it's a six-cylinder. I'm like, I don't want a six-cylinder. He goes, no, let's just get on the highway. And I said, I'm not buying this truck. Let's go back to the store. He said, man, get on it. I got on it. It was a turbo. That thing kicked in. I'm like, sold. Why? How it accelerated. See, God's given us acceleration. That's what 2021 is going to be in our life. But what do you believe in God for? And I'm telling you, the challenge for most of you is, do you have something practical and concrete that you're believing God for? Because he's a rewarder of those. Are you with me on this today? He's the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And I'm telling you, I'm seeking God like no time in my life. 2020 could have been a crap storm for us in our home. Man, and you guys that are coming to hear Sandy tonight at the Guts Girls Gives Hope, it's not going to come off like that. It may be one of the greatest years of our lives. Because why? God takes what the enemy means for bad and turns it to good. And see, we have to understand that. But here's what's going to happen in 2021, and this is what you have to mark. And it's going to be a little awkward, but it's like there's a slingshot, and that's who we are. And the enemy's grabbing that, and he keeps pulling it back, trying to restrict us and trying to restrain us. Let me just make a statement for you right now. As long as I pastor this church, we're not going to shut down again. I'm just telling you. And we did it, and you know what? We couldn't wrap our mind around what was happening in March, and it's like, okay, I want to play by the rules, but But here's what happened. The enemy started pulling that slingshot back, and he's pulling it back, and he's pulling it back, and he's pulling it back. He's pulling it back. Well, let me tell you something. He's not omnipresent. He's not omnipotent. He doesn't have any power against us. He's going to pull that back until he can't. And let me tell you what 2021 is going to be in your life. It's going to be a time where that slingshot is released. And that slingshot, it's going to have that effect coming out of 2020 for you. And you receive that by faith right now. Just receive it by faith. This year isn't wasted on your behalf. It's breakthrough. But here's the deal. And I'm going to tweak the speech a little bit. It's breakthrough for a greater portion of your inheritance. Did Jesus die on that cross? Did he rise from the dead? What happened in between that? He defeated death in the grave and hell, but he also tore the veil between man and God. And that when that veil was torn, guess what's on the other side of that veil from the human side that mankind lived on for 6,000 years? Our inheritance that God had stored up for him in his kingdom. See, this year isn't wasted on your behalf. It's breakthrough for a greater portion of your inheritance. Now, you think about your inheritance. It's not something you've earned. You may not even deserve it. Man, there's a young man in this service that years ago he called me and his uncle had passed away. And he was in an attorney's office. He said, "This is awkward." I said, "Why?" He said, "My uncle left me everything." He said, "I'm here with my dad and my mom and my aunt and my brother. And that uncle left me everything." He said, "What do I do?" I said, "You hug your mama, shake your dad's hand, and tell him you'll be in touch." Because he felt guilty. It's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with all this? How did this happen for me? Let me tell you, that is minuscule compared to the inheritance that God has for all of us. And the devil's held you back. Some of you guys, how old are you? How long has the devil held that you from realizing that inheritance? And now God's going to slingshot you into that inheritance. It's going to be amazing. The word we have for 2021 is acceleration. And I'm telling you, Gustavo kept repeating that at my dining room table. Acceleration, acceleration, acceleration. I'm like, oh, good, good. That's awesome. And then I'm praying. I'm like, God, speak to me. And he said, I already have. Okay, good. Remind me again. What'd you say? Then it hit me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. There's going to be a release of God's kingdom into our lives that's going to accelerate everything that God has for us. Things you haven't dreamt yet. And here's the last thing I'm going to say. God's going to pour his spirit out upon all flesh. That's promised in the Old Testament, and Jesus brought it into the new and better covenant. He's going to pour his spirit out upon all flesh. Listen to this. You old men are going to dream dreams. You young men are going to see visions. I thought about it and I thought, oh my gosh, the dream God has for my life is still alive. I'm telling you prophetically, the dream God has for your life is still alive. Man, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You might be thinking, why has this happened to me? Why is this stuff going on? Let me tell you, it's not for an earthly purpose. It's for a heavenly purpose. The things you're going through right now, if I would say, if you're going through something significant right now, raise your hand, it'd be most everybody in here. Let me tell you what God brings when resistance hits our life. God gives us opportunity. If it's significant resistance, it's even greater opportunity. See, that's what 2021 is going to be, a slingshot year into a greater portion of the inheritance God has for you in opportunity. Don't miss it. Man, I'll tell you, when I gave my life to the Lord, let me tell you why this worked 41 years ago and I'm still passionate about God. I made a decision. I'm going to be at that house participating in everything that happens every time those doors open. I'm going to be there. There's something about this life and I want all of it I can get. And I'll tell you, the enemy has seduced the church and church leadership into neutrality and apathy. I hear reports from educators that a staggering percentage of children are failing in school because they're doing school virtually. And I'm telling you, I literally could cry at people that are doing church virtually. Because everyone's not cut out for that. I wouldn't have been. I had to discipline myself to be there every time the doors open. I'm just telling you, it worked for me. I'm just telling you, I wouldn't trade lives with anybody. Man, what God's done in my life, the inheritance of God's kingdom that I walk in, shoot, you should be jealous. It blows my mind. And there's a release of that for all of us in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now. There's a sober moment right now in this service. You guys that have been battling addiction in your life, I call that addiction void right now in the name of Jesus. Your mindset that's been, I can't stop, I can't get a hold of it, shifts right now to I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Revelation. The revelation of greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world is real and alive for all of us right now. God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to grant unto every person in this service the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. God, we know you. We know your precepts. God, we're aware of your kingdom. It's real in our lives. And God, just as the Old Testament prophet prayed for his servant, God, I pray for these people. God, open their eyes that they see. Man, all the enemies that you're facing right now, God's going to give you a glimpse into the spiritual realm that there's chariots of fire on your behalf from God's kingdom all around your enemies, and there's more with you than there are with them. The force that's behind your life is greater than any other contrary force in the name of Jesus. God, I break right now in the name of Jesus. I break a spirit of infirmity off of every life in this room in the name of Jesus. We are not a sickly people, but we're the healed of the Lord. If that's you right now and you're receiving that mindset of the healed of the Lord, just lift your hands right now and receive it. No evil shall befall you, nor any plague come near where you live. Man, if you've got an ailing child, just lift your hands and receive it now. A spirit of infirmity is off and out of your home in Jesus' name. And really honestly, understand it is broken in the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.